Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America is our guide. We're also convinced that the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Our nationally syndicated radio network, LovingLiberty.net, spread the word. Incredible talk show hosts around the clock. By the way, we're going to have a preparedness fair that was going to happen on the 21st of November that has been canceled due to the COCO. I don't mean to mock it. I'm just telling you right now, we're crazy when we lock everybody down. The governor's out of control. He's got to stop. Folks are protesting the governor. It will do no good. All it'll do is create more and more tracing and more isolation. Their goal, always intimidate, target, trace, isolate, abuse, manipulate. It's hard to get the truth out on who we are and what we intend. Oh, boy, we got a lot to cover in the broadcast today. First, a recap of yesterday's show. We had on Dr. Marshall Foster, and he's president and founder of World History Institute. It's a nonprofit organization that was founded in 1976, and he's a leading Christian historian, a true American patriot, an author, and a whole lot more. Anyway, Mr. Foster was representing a book called Land That I Love, Restoring Our Christian Heritage. The author of the book is Bobby Ames. She's in her 90s. She put together an incredible book, by the way, but she wanted Marshall to help promote it for her. She just doesn't feel comfortable coming on the radio and doesn't have the energy and all that kind of stuff. But she put together an incredible book. The book was, it highlighted that America was founded with faith in God, biblical morals, and Christian education, folks. That's critical, in my opinion. Faith in God, biblical morals, and Christian education. It's a wake-up call to the spiritual, the political, and cultural attack upon this great land of ours. What can we do to restore America's Christian heritage was the question on our minds the whole hour. Bobby Ames dedicates her book to the founders of FACE, F-A-C-E, Foundation for American Christian Education. Verna Hall and Rosalie Slater are the two. She dedicated the book to them because the faith-based education program is so incredible. In fact, my kids use it. America's at a crossroads, folks. The agenda to erase America. There's been attacks on faith, family, and freedom for decades in the government schools. Answer, how do you conquer a culture? You got to focus on the nation's children, ladies and gentlemen. Christians, take your kids out of public schools and do it now. The coming of Christ is the answer. The fulfillment of covenant promise. We got to stand with Christ if we have a prayer, folks. By the way, there's an incredible prayer event coming up that I'll get to later in the broadcast today, nationwide and beyond. We'll tell you about it coming up. Stay tuned for that. Donald Trump calls Biden's an organized crime family, Washington Times. U.S. elections, justice, lawyer, Richard Pilger quits after the Attorney General William Barr orders vote fraud inquiries. So that's going on. AOC, that's Ocasio-Cortez, the congresswoman out in New York. She wants to create a, quote, hit list, a list of enemies. Rush Limbaugh says Donald Trump should appoint an election czar. I don't think so. I think what Trump should do is go after the crime syndicate families. You're going to have a hard time with a bar of fraud in the elections. You can find anomalies and even people doing wrong things at low levels. But they're too good. You'll never find vote fraud at the highest levels that overturn the election, I don't believe. I wish it were true, but I just don't see it. But if you go after the crime families and put them in jail, how can the president, candidate, Joe Biden, become the president-elect if he's involved in crimes and you know, treasonous activities, and he's in prison, see? Anyway, that's just my take. I've indicated that yesterday as well. Community organizers, I guess they organized a harvest of a crop for a man who died from the coronavirus. Just kind of a little nugget of kindness and service and that we throw right in the broadcast. I wish the other talk show hosts and other newsmakers would do that too. Anyway, great idea. Poor guy dies from coronavirus, and then a bunch of farmers get together and help this guy's family get the harvest in. What a blessing service and kindness and bearing one another's burdens truly is, huh? Donald Trump's, I guess he's savages Biden and his allies for declaring victory. This election is far from over, writes Kip Jones. Amen to that truth. Charles Hurt, quote, how President Trump could still win. Lawsuit, at least 21,000 dead people on Pennsylvania voter rolls. Kevin McCarthy says Republicans will not back down on defending election integrity. Nolte says Trump camp rips Fox News for putting their finger on the scale for Joe Biden. Well, what did you expect Fox to do? We told you they were the, quote, right wing of the liberal think tank of media. Of course they're going to put the finger on the scale for Joe. They backed Bill Clinton in the day, too. See, folks don't know who Fox really is. House Freedom Caucus, count every legal vote. Amen. I agree. But they're counting the illegal votes, and they believe they're legal. That's the difference. They don't believe there's an illegal vote. By hook or by crook, got to get Joe Biden in the end, justify the beans. The media's in the tank. The government's in the tank. And the courts will be in the tank, sadly, too. That's just my humble opinion. Georgia Democrats, for example, going door-to-door to fix, quote, flawed ballots, says don't help Republicans or don't help those voting for Trump. See, why don't you arrest those people and throw them in the clink if that's what they were doing? If you're literally going door-to-door to fix flawed ballots and you're told not to help with the Republican ballots, I mean, you ought to arrest people flat out from the streets for doing that kind of stuff. But they'll just say, oh, those are allegations. Then the Trump crew will say, well, we have witnesses. And they'll say, yeah, and so what? Hans, I don't know how you say this thing, Von Sapkowski, 120K straight dump votes for Biden. Dump votes for Biden is impossible. Well, that's true. But again, they're in your face with their fraud now. They're saying, so what? What are you going to do about it? And we don't have any media to educate the public. So therefore, you know, hey, he who owns the media makes the rules. Man of the Year, Kurt wanted to tell you about a 2006 film. And, you know, there was vote, I guess, irregularities or whatever you want to call it there too, huh? Or mishaps or whatever you want to call them. Anyway, that's a recap of yesterday's show. Available at lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. On-demand radio at your fingertips. Without further ado, Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Larry Pratt is with me as well, talking about all things Liberty. Larry, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
All right, let's kick this sucker off with a bang. It all depends on the media you're listening to, on what you're told. Okay, it doesn't matter the evidence, doesn't matter the details. The mainstream press wants to pretend they have fact checkers, and they run around and continue to say Donald Trump will not accept the results. He's a sore loser, a crybaby. You know, put on your big boy pants, Donnie. And there's no vote fraud whatsoever, no evidence. Donald keeps asserting it with no evidence. They keep saying that over and over and over. And if you believe their narrative, then that's where you are. And sadly, he who owns the media makes the rules. Most people believe that narrative to be the case. I don't believe that narrative to be the case at all. I believe the truth is there's vote fraud. And I believe we as a nation should sit back and let the courts and let the states count the votes. If there's irregularities, bring a redress of grievance to the courts, get to the bottom of the truth, and we should wait until we have the true answers to know what really happened. But they're not doing that in the mainstream press because they're dishonest. They are peddling fake news. Then when we bring up alternative realities, they fact check us, and even their fact checkers say we're out in the weeds and we don't know. The battle's on for the hearts and minds of the American people, Larry Pratt.
And it's indeed that, perhaps more. They've relabeled facts as conspiracy theory. Anything they can to diminish, to ridicule an opposing point of view so that people are even kind of afraid to come forth with a, well, yeah, but, And these occasional anecdotal examples of fraud, what do you do with an anecdote that about 3:30 in the morning in Michigan, all of a sudden pops up with 32,000 votes, all for Joe Biden?
Yeah, but people just love Joe. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
See, that's the kind of narrative they take, and that's all opinion and subjective discussions. Let me point out a couple of facts for you, Larry, that I think is worthy of discussion. And don't misunderstand me. I think President Trump is going to lose. Not because I think that there's not vote fraud. I know there's vote fraud at the highest levels. But because our nation is so corrupt, so immoral, we love fraud. And we're not willing to stand up for truth. The Christians are pretty much silent. And for the most part, I don't see enough pushback, and the media is literally dictating what they say is the case, even though they're lying. Let me give you some examples. Bill Barr authorizes the DOJ to look into substantial voter and tabulation irregularities. Now, that is a fact. It's not debate that William Barr has authorized that to happen. That's not a debatable fact. But the,
exactly.
mainstream press says Donald continues to make allegations without evidence. Hey, the sun's not rising, my friend.
No evidence for it.
The sun's not rising. Okay? It gets more blatant. I'll tell you about it in seconds on your radio.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. defendapatriot.com.
Being there with your child and being there for your child are two completely different things. One denotes a simple presence, which is a start, but can also be accomplished by someone other than you.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
See, that sheep did a fine job of being there with the child, but it didn't do a very good job of being there for the child. Now listen to the difference an involved parent can make.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
I'm not very good at algebra, but do you have any English questions? Because I done real good in English.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so the algebra problem didn't get solved, but something better happened. Mom was there for her child. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Larry Pratt, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby breaking it down just for you. So, Mr. William Barr authorizes the Department of Justice to look into substantial and voter tabulation irregularities. Okay? That's a fact. It's not debatable that that's what he did. But here's the headline for the New York Times, Larry Pratt. Election officials nationwide find no fraud.
Well,
is the New York Times. Now, here's my problem with this. Are we going to allow the media and the election officials who are probably committing the fraud? You know, so it's like the media is like, hey, I asked the Fox in charge of the hen house, and I'm telling you, they said there's no fraud there, and so we're calling no fraud. All right, election officials nationwide find no fraud, but isn't that the Fox in charge of the hen house? Election officials, what does that mean? All right, here's the next headline. real clear politics. They're the honest ones in the mix, it seems to me. Biden has not been elected. Influential site still regards Pennsylvania and Arizona undecided. Well, they're honest about it. Tucker Carlson comes out and says, fraud happened, but not enough to alter result. But the real point is that fraud happened. Fraud took place. Rob Quinn with that article. So Tucker Carlson literally saying, hey, we know fraud happened. But what the real message is this. We're going to debate if there's fraud. And whether it happened or not, we don't care. We're not going to wait for the courts. It's not enough. The election officials already decided. And they're in bed with the media, and they've already decided. Now, when you set the stage and you turn public opinion against the truth, does the Supreme Court have the guts to get to the bottom of it and tell the truth, Larry Pratt?
Well, they've set a standard for doing just that. We'll see whether they think all of this information rises to that. But to hearken back to that example of the 30,000 Biden-only votes that appeared literally in the middle of the night in Michigan, and there were other similar episodes in Wisconsin. I read of a poll worker's account in a watcher in Philadelphia, and she, as all of the other Republican poll watchers, were put at a distance that they would not be able to tell if there was a signature on the envelope, let alone if it matched anything in the voter records. She was not able to see and many times even hear what was going on, not at 100 feet. And this is this was because of COVID, don't you know? No, I don't know, actually. But in any case, that was the excuse that was run in Philadelphia, one of the key states. You mentioned Arizona being the other kind of linchpin in a victory or defeat scenario. Well, the gap in Arizona continues to decline as they continue to count more and more of the remaining votes, which come substantially from pro-Trump areas. And that's why the Biden benefit, the Biden majority, has been declining to a point where it's still quite within reach for Trump to flip that. And perhaps in Arizona, they might even have some fairly unbiased vote counters. So this election could actually end up being declared by the Electoral College, which are really the only people that can declare.
Now,
whether
you don't understand. The Associated Press already called it, my friend.
That's right. They've we had a constitutional amendment, and the they decided that the Associated Press or any other group of our betters in the media could declare these things, so that we could get on with our business.
See, this is the lie being told, ladies and gentlemen. Real Clear Politics has it right. Okay, the fact is, we don't know who won yet because all the vote counts are not complete. Okay, we don't know who won yet because the Electoral College hasn't said. We don't know who won yet because the states, many of them in question, have still not even certified their ballots. But you've got the Associated Press calling it. You've got Joe Biden and the transition team moving forward already. They're beating up President Trump because he doesn't allow somebody that works on his staff to turn over national security press briefings and all this other kind of stuff to Biden now. I mean, this is insane. Listen to the way this goes down. Giuliani defends. He says, we have the evidence. Dead people voted. Okay? So Giuliani goes on Fox. Giuliani goes on Newsmax, tells the details that, you know what, we've got lawsuits going because there's vote irregularities. Okay? Dead people voted. And then the mainstream press goes, Donald Trump, ignorantly sore loser, poor old cry, pee your pants, throw your sucker in the dirt, Donnie, continues to say there's vote fraud with no evidence. But Giuliani, the president's attorney, is sitting on Fox and on Newsmax and other places documenting the evidence. Listen up. Listen up. Here it is.
Joining us now, President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who claims that there is strong evidence of election fraud in several states. Mr. Giuliani, thanks for being with us.
Now, is this a crybaby when the attorney says there's strong evidence and he's filing evidence? And they say, without evidence, President Trump, these people are on cloud dishonesty.
So,
how are you?
We're doing great. So over the weekend, everyone or so many people were saying, where is the evidence? So let's talk about the state you're filing today and where's the evidence?
Well, sure. First, if people would cover me, they would have the evidence. We did a press conference on Saturday that no one covered, local stations did, in which we...
By the way, I want Kirk Crosby to reach out to Giuliani. When Giuliani says nobody will cover him, my response is, how do you contact Rudy to cover it? Kurt, can you figure that out for me while we continue?
Revealed four witnesses in place of 50. There are 50 others, all of whom were inspectors that were inspecting the coverage in Philadelphia. They were supposed to be allowed to see the ballots. They saw no ballots. They were kept over 20 feet away. When they went to court and the judge required they be put closer, the sheriff refused to put them closer and even threatened to arrest them. This will be documented.
So now the sheriff threatens to arrest legal vote watchers who are legally, their names are on the list to be there and everything. And the sheriff is threatening to arrest them, ladies and gentlemen.
And
you
Sam,
want evidence? That's the start, Larry.
And that was in the face of a court order. That right there would be grounds to have a U.S. Marshal come in and put the sheriff in jail for contempt of court.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. It's not going to happen. The media's already decided this is over. You're just a crybaby. Go away. Shut up.
Well, isn't
and I don't mean to be rude by keeping to hammer that home, but here's
no,
the point.
You're right,
are the American people going to get incensed enough about this fraud? Not only fraud in the polls and the elections, but fraud on the people now saying there's no evidence. He, in the first 30 seconds, documented something that is absolutely worthy of throwing a sheriff in prison and there's no evidence?
It may be that they think they can repeat the Hillary Clinton playbook. She claimed, without any evidence, for 4 years that she was robbed, that the election was stolen. Well, since some of them probably came to believe that without any evidence, it's a fairly a low lift, easy lift for them to believe that Donald Trump, with no evidence, did steal. It's all depending on what you want to be the outcome. And
I want the truth and the facts to be transparent. Giuliani continues.
In a lawsuit that will be filed today.
So if you want evidence, let me just tell you, news ma'am. Look, you want evidence. I just highlighted to you an arrestable offense by the sheriff against a court order. And now we're filing it in court. If you want the evidence, you should start watching the court docket, because that's where you'll get the evidence that we file, ma'am. So don't play games and say, where's the evidence? Give us a chance to present it. He continues.
That lawsuit now has over 70 witnesses as well as videotape.
70 witnesses videotape. You want more evidence? How much more do you want us to give away before we're in court, ma'am?
That will prove that 350,000 ballots in Philadelphia have to be discarded. They can't be counted because they are under the law of Pennsylvania, which is set by the state legislature. They're illegal ballots. They were observed by no one. The envelope that the envelope that would tell you that they're valid ballots has been cast aside.
Hold on. The envelope that would tie it to a name, tie it to evidence, tie it to factual, legal, or illegal voting has been discarded. So now how do you get to the bottom of that there, Larry?
Well, I'm not sure you do, because the chain of custody, which is a pretty important concept, has been broken. So you have no way to prove it.
So we're going to break the chain of custody. We have documented proof of that. Both sides realize that's a fact. And then the news ma'am's going to say, where's the evidence there, Giuliani? The evidence is everywhere, but it's only if you're willing to look. It's only if you're willing to be honest, because honesty is the issue.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
All right, joining us now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Voter fraud was allegedly committed in Nevada during the early voting period, according to a Clark County poll worker who told Laura Ingraham's audience on Fox News what she witnessed Tuesday night. The whistleblower, whose identity and voice were modified at her request, said that she noticed white envelopes being passed around and ripped open near a Biden-Harris van while on a walk during her lunch break. The envelope handlers then leaned against the side of the van in order to mark the papers, which she recognized as ballots. The worker has released a sworn affidavit to the Justice Department disclosing what she claims to have witnessed. She also claims voters were allowed to cast ballots without valid identification. Nevada denied any evidence of voter fraud, as Democrat Attorney General Aaron Ford referred to the Trump campaign's legal efforts as garbage. Tropical Storm Eta's course is now set for the Big Bend of Florida, just east of Ocala, late Thursday or early Friday morning. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The CDC is gearing America up as we head into the holiday season. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released updated recommendations for Thanksgiving as many Americans weigh how they should celebrate the family-focused holiday amid the coronavirus pandemic. The guidance saying virtual gatherings or enjoying the holiday with members of your own household are the safest options this year. In-person gatherings with individuals from other households, including college students returning home from campus, are riskier options. The new guidance also discouraging potluck-style gatherings and suggesting guests bring their own food to gatherings. Another key recommendation is to ensure proper ventilation and avoiding gathering in spaces with poor airflow. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is on track to be approved for use as early as next month, and shots will likely be available for most Americans who want it by April 2021. USA Radio News.
All right, I got to hurry. Don't have time for the music. Sam Bushman, Larry Pratt. Wow. Larry Pratt, Kurt Crosby with me. And we're playing a soundbite from Fox, Giuliani, articulating the evidence. They say, where's the evidence? And he says, well, look, they've already discarded the envelopes where the mail-in ballots came from. And without those, you don't know who voted. Listen carefully.
Only thing left is a ballot, and we have to trust that the Democratic machine of Philadelphia, which has cheated just about in every election in 60 years, was doing it honestly. Now, of course, that's
so the only point that I would make to Giuliani is, why have we allowed this to go on for 60 years and 4 years on the Trump administration? We cranked up an election fraud prevention team back in the day, and it got shut down. What's all that about? So, I mean, I appreciate that we're dealing with it now, but if you're going to allow elections to go on for 60 years with fraud, I think fraud is just part of the deal, isn't it?
Well, we're supposed to have gotten used to it, indeed. And the thing that concerns many of us, I think, is that maybe many Americans have gotten used to it. Oh, well, that's just Philadelphia. Well, you know, the vote fraud in Philadelphia, year after year, can make it so that a Republican doesn't get elected from the whole state, even though the whole state is definitely not the same as Philadelphia. But Philadelphia and its buddy sister city almost, Pittsburgh in the West, can simply dominate what is essentially a huge rural small town state. And
amen to that. Now, here's the deal. In my opinion, I think Kurt Crosby is right. There's no better time than the present to work on this and to get rid of it. Yes. And President Trump providing the leadership to do it. I wish we had President Trump 30 years ago, because I believe if we did, the people were honest enough and would be incensed enough to actually do something about it. I'm not sure they are today. Listen to the host as she melts down, kind of. Listen to this.
That's beyond credulity, but it doesn't matter. The minute you discard the envelope, you don't have a person inspect it, it's an illegal ballot. And they even ultimately defied a court order to do that. In Pittsburgh, very similar, about 150,000 ballots. In their case, during the first half, they didn't allow us access. But then when the court issued an order, they allowed us access. So instead of 300,000 ballots, there's 150,000 there. That would amount to 450,000. So maybe the press could stop saying there's no evidence.
So
there's a definite. Now, you may not believe the evidence.
Right.
But you don't get to decide that. The judge does. So there is evidence of voter fraud.
Who pays
fraud
for
the
lawsuits
of the Democrat Party
right now, Mr.
Fraud
Giuliani?
Fraud on the part of the Democrat Party of Pennsylvania. There also are about 30 cases of...
The reason he's continuing and ignoring her is because what she wants to do now is get off the evidence.
That's because right.
Because she knows full well there is evidence, and he's documenting it, and you put her in her place. She couldn't say anything, so now he's going to document more evidence, but she's trying to switch gears and say, well, let's not talk about evidence. Now, who's paying for it? Because then what she wants to do is try to create a trap. Giuliani's smart enough not to fall into it. I'll rewind a little bit. He continues. Listen carefully.
There also are about 30 cases of backdated ballots. There are witnesses. That means.
All right, so witnesses and more evidence. Backdated ballots. The first one was, we're not allowed to see the votes be counted. We have to trust because they've already broken the chain. Okay? And so you can't know who voted. We got to trust them. Now, the second point being made for evidence is this.
It's evidence. There are ballots that came in on November 4th, and people were instructed, and there are witnesses for this, people were instructed to backdate it to the 3rd.
Is that true? If so, that's hard evidence. See, she didn't want him to get to this, but she's kind of forced to shut up or she looks very foolish. Giuliani, quite good.
We're up to 400 of those. And then there are about 50 so far dead people who voted.
So who's paying for it, Mr. Giuliani?
See, she doesn't want to talk about. I would say, ma'am, before we get to who's paying for it, I want you to agree with me on air that I have highlighted 4 or 5 factual evidence details. If true, are not only beyond evidence, they are criminal. As soon as you admit that, ma'am, we'll discuss your next point. Until then, we're not moving on because you said, where is the evidence? And I told you. And now you need to admit the evidence is there. Larry?
She asked a question and she didn't want to get the answer because the answer wasn't what she thought she was going to get. Rudy Giuliani didn't answer with a pie in the sky and maybe and theoretically, and Democrats are bad people. He started giving chapter and verse. There's an item on YouTube that if anybody would like to dig into this a little bit, an election worker with a Republican volunteer with a letter of certification giving her permission to observe the ballot counting in Philadelphia. And her account is detailed and devastating. You can see that, for instance, most of the election workers, when they stopped the counting at whatever o'clock it was, a lot of them went outside this huge room for a change of a few minutes, and the doors were locked, and they were never let back in. Almost all of them were Republicans. Well, she managed to get back in because she slipped by the guard, one of the cops, who was clearly
in the tank for the fraud.
That's
all right. Let's continue here. This is important. So Giuliani nails that. She ignores it again and interrupts. But I would say to you, ma'am, have I presented to you evidence? Okay, you could say, well, we don't know if what you're saying is true. No, that's what the courts decide. But you know what? I've given you. If those items are true, and we're here to prove in court, by the way, you don't decide, ma'am, courts decide, okay? I'm here to tell you that's the evidence we're submitting. And, okay, so she needs to be schooled on this. He's too polite to her, in my opinion. But anyway, he continues.
Leonie, who's paying for the lawsuits?
The Republican National Committee.
Gotcha, because no taxpayer money.
This lawsuit here is being paid for by the Republican National Committee, but I really you should stop saying there's no evidence.
Mayor,
in fact, there's evidence pouring in.
But, Mayor, it's not just the media.
Evidence. See, this is the meltdown. But, Mayor, it's not. No, you should stop saying there's no evidence. Okay? Okay, but she just. But Mayor. Hold on. He's not mayor. Okay? He was a mayor. Now he is the President Donald J. Trump's attorney. Okay? So, all right, here we go. She should say counsel, but I digress.
Pouring in all over the country.
Right.
That there was fraud. So we have to gather it. The next state we'll be moving in probably tomorrow is in the state of Michigan, where there's multiple evidence of fraud.
But Mayor,
similar
can I
situation.
Can I just interrupt one quick second? It's not just the media saying this. It's Chris Christie.
Doesn't matter who's saying it, ma'am. The truth shall set you free. Evidence, it can become fact. Let's transparently present the evidence. I don't care who's saying what. I don't care if they say the sky is falling.
And Chris Christie. He was not an eyewitness, which would be a lot more credible. He's a guy with an opinion, a well-known guy, so some people may be interested in his opinion, but he doesn't add to the fact argument one way or the other.
But he does, and let me tell you how. The media makes the rules, okay? He who owns the media makes the rules, and the media, along with government swamp monsters, have already decided. Do you understand that? We don't care what your evidence is. We don't care what the courts say. Look, but the media is not the only one saying it. The swamp and the media are in bed together. Here she is. Listen.
An advisor to President Trump who says basically, we're not going to follow the president blindly. We need evidence. He's saying that there's no evidence, and he's a friend of yours.
I didn't call them idiots. I'm telling you they're
So he's a friend of yours. Let's see if we can divide the two friends now. See the game they're playing? Look,
Yeah. We
have the evidence, ma'am. This is the part you're not understanding. So you're going to say to me, because Chris Christie's ignorant of the evidence, that you're going to listen to him along with the propagandist media, and you guys are going to then try to divide my friendship with Christie? Have you lost your mind? Okay, evidence is here.
In this case, is not a credible witness. I was recounting this eyewitness that was the election poll watcher authorized, and she describes how I mentioned most of the Republicans got suckered into leaving the hall for a break. After, we're going to suspend counting for the next 30 minutes. And so people, understandably, they've been here a long time.
Well, they believed that they had certificates to be there and those would be honored, that there wouldn't be dishonesty right blatantly in your face. And that's what I mean. They don't commit election fraud in secret now. It's in your face. The point
Thank
is
you.
They don't care.
That, I think, is there the big is difference evidence. This year.
Amen. All right. He says there's evidence. Let me get this again.
There's evidence that it happened. There are thousands and thousands of witnesses. I have 70 of them in this one case. There are about 200 in Michigan. There are about 200 in Nevada. There are well over 1,000 witnesses that fraud was committed. There are actual dead people that we have found on the rolls. There are people, at least 100 people in different states who have been told to backdate ballots. They are willing to go under oath. Many of them have given us affidavits. There is a boatload of evidence.
There's a treasure trove, ma'am.
So if people want to say there's no evidence, they can say it, but it's uninformed, and now they should be on notice that it's untrue.
So now, how long will this process take, Mayor?
See, she doesn't talk about the evidence now. She just has a litany of questions. To after she asks the evidence That's question, what she wants to do is shut that down and not be honest about the truth. So she should say, I didn't know that. You've got a point. But what she now says is another point to try to derail the discussion. We'll get to it in seconds. I know this is taking long and it's too much from Giuliani. But is there fraud? There's evidence.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month.
What does it take for a court
one of the reasons
hearing?
That I left.
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line
hearing?
Item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services. I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, got to hustle through this. It's taken all hour, ladies and gentlemen. Giuliani continuing. So she then tries to say, well, ignore the evidence. How long till you're going to be done? I mean, we don't have time for this big old long court case stuff. And here's what Giuliani wisely responds.
As long as it takes for a court to have a hearing. People are ready to read. We now have 50 people ready to testify in a court in Philadelphia that they were deliberately prevented from carrying out their duties so that, in essence, the count in Philadelphia was unlawful. Not the first time this has happened in Philadelphia. It happens almost every year. Joe Frazier was voting for 3 years after he was dead. Will Smith's grandfather voted for 2 years after he was dead.
But we don't know if they voted in this election, right?
Hold on. We don't know if they voted in this election. No, we're documenting vote fraud, ma'am. You wanted evidence, and we're proving to you in prior years, in former years it's happened as well. Those individual examples are not this year. I already said they were previous years ago, but I'm making a point that dead people vote, and there's evidence that span multiple years, Larry Pratt. This is the point, and she kind of tries to mock it and manipulate it out of existence. She doesn't accept the evidence. She doesn't go, I didn't know that. She doesn't acknowledge that there's a long train of usurpations here. She just simply goes, ha, that's not in this election, right? I mean, Will's dead. He didn't vote again, did he? That isn't the point, and she knows it. All right, here we go.
But I do know that over 40 people died and voted.
So is there any proof?
Hold on. I do know that 40 people died and counted in this election, and now she doesn't even respond to that. She just goes in, continues with her manipulated question agenda. Okay, here it is.
Look, you can fight it all you want. The reality is dead people voted. Over 300,000 ballots were counted in secret just by the Democrats.
Hold on. There's another point there. Counted in secret just by the Democrats.
To be when they caught up from the ridiculous 700,000 they were behind.
Is there any truth overnight, that Melania,
overnight they
Mayor,
found 300,000 ballots that were
caught? Mayor, quit going on about the evidence that I asked you about. Let's move the conversation not even from the president, not from the attorney, not from the courts, not to the election, not to the fraud. Let's talk about Melania now, because you know what? It's the only area that I can try to beat somebody up now.
Republicans never got a chance to observe.
Well, we know you're going to argue this in a court, but is there any...
Yeah, of course we're going to argue it in a court, and that's where it should be argued, ma'am. That's the point, isn't it?
Truth.
Yes, we
are. Is there any truth that Jared and Melania suggested to the president that he needs to start thinking about?
I have no knowledge to that effect. The president didn't tell me anything.
But even if it is, what does that have to do with anything? That has nothing... Larry Pratt, are you there? All right, you there, Kurt? We'll try to get Larry back.
Yeah, it's basically all this is from her is just another way to get off the subject and to get talk about something else, and you know, and that's all it.
Yeah,
she
makes the rules, though. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, she does on her program, and
yes,
she's employed by Fox, and you know, so then you know if she doesn't follow the boss, she's going to lose her job.
Now, Giuliani wants you to believe that nobody is willing to cover him, but I just want to know how to get him on the program, Kurt.
And I seriously doubt it. And I think that the reason I'm on here is to try and get coverage of what has been basically censored, that all weekend we've been presenting evidence of fraud that isn't covered. We hold press conferences and it's not covered, which is similar to the censorship that was done of the Hunter Biden tapes that were very serious crimes. So, this is getting to be kind of crazy for America.
Mr. Mayor, I'm just wondering.
A court may reject this evidence. A court may accept this evidence. But you can't say there's no evidence.
Mr. Mayor, I know that you're very close with the president. Have you had a chance to talk with him this morning? And what is his state of mind?
His attitude is exactly what it always is. The president has seen a mountain of evidence that there was fraud committed in over 10 different states now. Three or four of them, it's substantial. It takes a little while to gather it, but we're about to file suit in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, for the entire state, in order to allege that there are many, many more unlawful ballots than the difference between him and Joe Biden, and that 700,000 lead that he had on election night disappeared, largely because they counted ballots that Republicans never got a chance to observe. So we're highly suspicious of it. But in any event, they're unlawful.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Big Day New York and giving us an update on this.
Bye.
Keep us in the loop and let us know.
Yeah, but keep us in the loop so I can argue with you about if there's evidence or not, even though you give me a gazillion pieces of evidence. Let me just try to argue with you some more about it. There it is, Kurt. You want to come in? I'll grab Larry Pratt.
Very good, Sam. It was the reason I thought it'd be good to, you know, hear the situation. Now, you know, Rudolph Giuliani is certainly not somebody who, in my opinion, in the past has been saying that, hey, there's a conspiracy in the media to not cover me, cover these stories, because, you know, frankly, in the past, I think he's probably gotten all the coverage he wants. He's from New York, former mayor of New York, and all that kind of stuff. But he finds himself, at least in a kind of a unique situation now, I think, where he's like, gosh, I figured, we'd call a press conference and you guys would cover it. And I think he's also, seeing that kind of stuff happen.
Maybe Rudy Giuliani ought to go watch my Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules presentation and get a clue.
Of course. And the other thing he's seeing, because he's accepted and kind of, joined forces, if you will, with President Trump, he's seeing the evil guys on the other side, at least in my opinion.
I'll tell you an interesting thing, Kurt. And I don't know what this all means. I tried to call Larry Pratt back, but of course all my phone lines are down now. All of them, all four of them. Now it's ringing, but I don't know that I'll be able to talk to the person. Let's see what happens.
Well, yeah, you could see, good point. You know, ladies and gentlemen, as always, when we can, we want to take the opportunity to tell you how much we appreciate your accompaniment, how much we know you value the information that... we're able to share with you from these good sources. We know that we're not the only choice.
I don't know. Even when the phone rings, I can't answer it. I can't hear anybody. All four lines are just, I don't know.
I remember the days of old, Sam, when we'd go off the air or something and somebody'd call and go, I knew they'd get you.
Yeah, I knew the IRS would take you out.
And it may be the case, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know for sure, but we just feel like our only duty and our only option is to continue forward, assuming that America is the land of the free and the home of the brave, and that we've got a duty to, share information that we think is valuable. And we even believe in the First Amendment about freedom of speech. Right, Sam?
Without a doubt, Kurt. And I don't deny one bit that you're right, that this is election fraud. There's no better time to get to the bottom of it. I don't deny that a bit. I'm just telling you, I can't remember what the terms are, but let me explain kind of the legal side of this. And I'm not an attorney, but I'm just giving you my understanding. So let's say that I squat on a piece of land and I sit there for a certain amount of time. Eventually, they say, because you've been there that long now, you have rights to the land. If I live with a woman and I live with her for a certain amount of time, even though I didn't marry her, they say it's, hey, you've got a common law marriage. But at some point, there's rights, there's legal backing that codifies that. Okay, same thing with vote fraud. If you've allowed vote fraud for 60 years, as Giuliani alleges, and I believe that he's correct, at some point, Kurt, it becomes a de facto. Vote fraud's okay. The American people are fine with vote fraud. Now, you can say we're not fine with it. It's dishonest. It's against the law. That's debatable. Kind of like the guy that says, I didn't marry her. I promise. But there's a common law marriage. It's kind of like the guy that squats on the land and the other guy says, look, he doesn't have the right to be here. I know he's been here for 10 years, but you know what? I'm exercising my right to kick him off now. No, you don't. And so I don't mean to be offensive, but we've allowed this to stand for way too long, Kurt. And I pray that we can get to the bottom of it. And I'm not suggesting we shouldn't continue to try. And I'm not suggesting we shouldn't continue to work on it. But I am telling you that it's going to be very, very, very difficult to stop. All right. Let's go to the next story that I have relating to this. Not so fast. This is not over. Turn off the media that has prematurely picked its winner. That's Liberty Counsel Matt Staver. And here's what he says now, Kurt. We're on the ground in Pennsylvania. Matt Staver, LC Action, Liberty Counsel Action. So you've got now Matt Staver and attorneys on the ground looking into this vote fraud, digging it up. I don't know if they're working for Giuliani or just separate, but look, these guys, meaning Matt Staver and attorneys, have been working since the 2000 days when the George Bush fiasco happened. And they literally were in court there. They're quite experienced. And they've got a guy by the name of Jonathan. I don't have his name in front of me right now, but he's been on the radio with us before. And Jonathan is on the ground looking at vote fraud and documenting it.
Jonathan Alexander.
Yeah, Jonathan Alexander. Okay. He's been with us on the radio. And Jonathan's on the ground right now in Pennsylvania looking into it. And he's saying, I'm finding serious vote fraud. Next hour, we're going to get to two topics. One, the documentation from the other side. We kind of presented the mainstream Fox side. Imagine Fox being the liberal side of the discussion now. The good news is that the new media is taking center stage. It used to be Fox and CNN. It used to be the Republicans and the Democrats. Now the Democrats and CNN are so outrageous, so out of control, that they're just dismissed by everybody. Now Fox is the liberal wing. Newsmax and Liberty Roundtable Live and many others are the conservative constitutional wing now. So in some ways, the good news is the media has taken center stage. We're going to drill into Matt Staver's detailed information and evidence, in addition to Giuliani's. We're going to play some Newsmax details. And then I want to talk about a prayer vigil going on today that I think is really relevant. You know what? While vote fraud's happening, while criminal activity is occurring, there are people who want to double down in defense of honesty and morality and biblical truths. And they are turning to prayer on 11/11. That's today. Number one, Jesus Christ, and appealing to the author of our liberty for protection, for safety, for success. We're going to do it all next hour, folks. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. There's not a program on the air like it. Now, Giuliani says that he can't get coverage, and I'd like to, you know, see if he'll come on the program with us. If he can't get coverage, we're here to provide it, and we're here to provide it at our expense, Mr. Giuliani, because we want the truth to come out, and we're willing to help you get it out to the best of our ability. And man, if people could donate and we could, you know, get several million dollars, we could buy radio stations. We could, our influence could expand like no other. And it isn't about Sam Bushman's influence. It's about the influence of the American people to push back and tell the truth and have transparency in the media and have honesty and integrity in the delivery of news. Okay? And I'm not here to decide whether those are fraud or not. I believe that Giuliani and others, Matt Staver and Jonathan Anderson and many others have significant evidence. But I agree that the courts decide that, not the media. So we're going to report it all to you. That's why we even play the liberal side, Fox, on this, and how that lady's just foaming at the mouth, doesn't know what to do with herself. Okay? Because she doesn't want the truth to come out. That's Fox, folks. Fox, the guy that everybody said, you know, that's the conservative group. We report, you decide. Well, I've decided that she's out in the weeds and Giuliani's got a point. But who makes the rules? If the American people put their money into the media, then we will make the rules. Until then, I submit to you, the swamp in bed with the mainstream press makes the rules. And we're about to lose this one, folks. I pray that we don't, but predict that we do. Because we haven't taken our responsibility seriously enough. All right, when we come back, we'll hear from Newsmax. And we'll break this down, and then we'll get to the Christian prayer coming up. I want to leave on the Christian prayer idea, because it's so positive, it's so good, and it's happening today. And it's something that you, my fellow Americans, can do to make a difference. How do you like that? For hard-hitting news that I refuse to use. For Larry Pratt, we're sorry we lost him. Our lines are down. We'll get that fixed if we can. For Sam and Kurt and the whole loving Liberty radio team, lovingliberty.net. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.